slaves. I'll read from Romans, Romans 8:14. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of slavery to fall back into fear. You have received the spirit of adoption as sons, by whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him in order that we may also be glorified with him. Just 2 points here. One, the Lord's Supper is used by the Spirit to assure us that we are God's children. Verse 14, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So as believers, we have the freedoms and privileges of God's children. The greatest of our privileges is the ministry of the Holy Spirit. A pastor and leader of the Reformation in the 16th century named John Calvin wrote that the Spirit's most important ministry is to assure us of our adoption, to convince us, as we heard this sermon, that we are children of God. Calvin noticed Paul's contrast here in verse 15 between slaves with their fear and sons with our trust. Slaves are afraid of even the smallest failure because slave masters are particular and harsh. But children know the heart of their father. Their father is filled with kindness, and they gladly bring him their best efforts, even with its obvious defects, knowing that's not the basis of their relationship with their father. Children know that their father accepts them because of his love. The Lord's Supper is used by the Spirit to assure us that we are God's children. Secondly, the Lord's Supper is used by the Spirit to remind us that all of these blessings come to us because we are one with God's dear Son, Jesus Christ. The Spirit of Christ convinces us of our status as children of God only because of the status of Jesus as the Son of God. Listen again to verses 16 and 17. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. So in the presence of God, at his table here, the Spirit of God confirms to us internally that we are the precious children of God. Then the Spirit pushes us to absorb what is consequentially true. If we're children of God, then we will receive an inheritance. We will receive blessings from our Father. As children of God, we are heirs of God. He makes that connection. What do we inherit? What do the children of God get? We get Christ. And with Christ, we get his body and his blood, this bread and this cup. We get, through this bread and this cup, the Spirit of Christ reminding us of the blessings of Christ as children of God. We inherit Christ and we receive with him forgiveness, mercy, love, and all the other blessings. And whatever the Father gives to Christ, he's given to us. We are fellow heirs with Christ, he could write. Why doesn't it feel like that every day of our lives? Same reason it didn't feel like that for Jesus on the cross. And Paul actually wrote about that here too, that God's call for Christ was to suffer. God's call for us is to suffer. But our suffering isn't the end of our story, just as the suffering of Christ wasn't the end of his story. Listen to the best part, the last part of this passage once more, where I read, fellow heirs with Christ, provided we suffer with him, in order that we may also be glorified with him. We are one with Christ in his suffering, even at the cross. But that's not the end. We are one with Christ in being glorified, and that is without end.